And I was the post-match show after Liverpool lose. Liverpool have lost again. They've lost their home again. And they've lost to Everton for the first time in the 21st century. To pick the bones out of that, I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Craig Hannon. And Craig, I'll start with you. It was pathetic, to be honest with you. It's a pathetic way to lose that record. You know, we were proud of it. You know, since 1999, they have not beat us there. And they just fucking gave it to them today. They gave it to them early. They were shite early, and they weren't much better that minute on.
It felt like a game that we've seen loads this season, and it felt like at the times when Liverpool were on top, they needed to put it away. I said to Josh while we were watching the game, I was like, "What?" First 5 minutes after the second half had started, and Liverpool had come out of the blocks more so than they had in the previous half. And I said to Josh, "We need to find a way in this next 10, because we don't. You can just see the game sort of petering out, and that's exactly what happened. And that's the most infuriating thing about all of this. You can make excuses. You can talk about the fact that we've got no centre backs, and you can talk about the fact that Jordan Henderson goes off and this and that. But Everton shouldn't be ahead within 2 minutes, because immediately you're up against it. And Everton were quite good, but they weren't brilliant. They weren't at the standard that you'd want them to beat us at home for the first time since 1999. And the only sort of saving grace out of all of this is that there were no Evertonians in the ground to see it happen. That's the only thing that's getting me through this. The only thing I left the room immediately after the final whistle had gone, because I didn't want to see any happy faces of Evertonians. But imagine they were in the ground, and you know, you could see fellas, grown men, get crying and dead happy. And I mean, there's some madness going on in the other room post-match pint there. It feels shite. I feel empty, to be honest. I feel like this is the culmination of all of those shite results building up to this stage, and just we said we'd do anything to win this league, and Neil Atkinson was giving away thumbs at one stage. And I tell you, I'd rather give away Neil Atkinson's thumbs than have to go through this, what we're going through at the minute, because I wonder where anything ends.